So welcome all of you on the auspicious day of Akshaya Tritiya in the year of 2014, 2nd of May 2014. Yesterday's marriage in Guruvayur was very unique marriage. How many of you know Manjunath Shenoy? He was working with us in pharmacy before. His grandmother and my grandmother were friends. And they were relatives also. We are relatives also. And when he was born in 1983, but his grandma, my grandma were meeting in my house when I was 10 years old. So from 1973, much before that also, from village. And somehow he lost his parents, you know, at very young age. Maybe when he was 1 or 2 years old. His grandmother was a widow and she was very old also. And plus she would stitch some clothes and maintain. And this boy was like totally unattended. And you know Bhavani Shankar Road, Shadarsham Vidya Mandir, that area. He used to play on the road there. So they had a ground floor house near my school. So I was getting spoiled basically. Nobody to take care, and you know, very difficult to manage house. So she would whole day do stitching in the house and he would just keep playing on the road. So after some time I joined our temple. I passed out my MBBS and straight joined our temple, Chowpatty temple, full time. So that time they came to know that in our temple there is a orphanage. So that time our Devamrut Prabhu was president of temple. And Radha Gopinath Prabhu was the caretaker of the orphanage. There were about 35 boys there. And they were all getting nicely educated and trained up. So she approached me through my father and requested me, can you put this boy in Gurukul? We turned the orphanage into Gurukul actually. So then in 1990 he was admitted in the Gurukul and he was just 7 years old, second standard. And then from 2nd standard to 10th standard, he was freely raised and freely educated by temple as a Gurukul. And he was a very talented boy. He was a very good drama actor. And many good talents he had. So, very intelligent boy also. So, after SSC also, in our Gurukul rules say that after Gurukul, SSC you have to go on your own. But still, some of the temple still managed him till he did become. Some of they educated him. And then he came to our hospital and he joined as a pharmacy assistant. And while working here, he did his MBA. And hospital helped him to do a lot of things, you know, to leave and everything. With a lot of assistance from the department in the hospital, he completed his MBA also. In the meantime, his grandmother became very sick. First she fell down in the house when she was too senile, too old. So she broke her fractured neck femur. So 3 months she was here in the hospital. And many of the people in the hospital remember how nicely he was taking care of his grandmother. So nicely. And then she went back home. Again next day she came here. And then in the middle of all the devotees receiving all spiritual care, she died in the hospital. And she was the only person in the whole world he had as a relative. Nobody else was there. One more granny was there, mother's mother, and she was in village. So she, father's father, mother died here. So then all the devotees, there are many other people who studied with him in the Gurukul, in the orphanage. One of them was Nivrutti Pandey. Gopinath Pandey also. And also Nivrutti Pandey. And then one girl was there working with me, Sudevi, Supriya Sinde, in spiritual care. Even her husband was in that Gurukul. And today he is, after passing out SSC, today he is professor of mathematics in KJ Somaya College in Vidyavihar. Nivrutti was working in the cafeteria, he was picked up from there, he did nursing, now he is working in OT. Ramnath was also from that Gurukul, same. And Ramnath was working in the reception billing. From there he was picked up and he did RGNM gold medal, BSc gold medal. And now he is working somewhere in the village. Government service he got. So then Gurukul actually brought out many gems. And two of the gems have become brahmacharis. And one of them is doing lot of village service in Wada area. We have a project called Ganga Jamuna Saraswati. You also know this project, very interesting project. Called as Prayag project. In which the Ganga part will look after the employment, water supply and village social services, which are required, na? Because there is no water, there is no drainage, there is no toilets, there is no other facilities. How one can become spiritual? There is no food. How they can become jobs like that? So one wing in our temple is working for all those activities in the village. Jamuna wing is looking after spiritual life. They will give them spirituality. All that knowledge that we need to give and change people's lives to become devotees, that is Jamuna. And Saraswati is all of you. Health and education is Saraswati. But still, after even if you become devotee, you still fall sick, no? You need to take care of your body. So education is required. Education is material education. Jamuna will give spiritual education. Saraswati will give material education and also health. So how this topic came? Ganga Jamuna Saraswati? Anyway. So this project is coming up now. So in that process, so many two of them became So one of them is working in Ganga Jamuna Saraswati in Wada area. His name is Rupa Raghunath Prabhu. He's a short stature, very short devotee, and he was the chief pujari in Radha Gopinath temple as a Brahmin. And then he moved from there to Wada, and now he is moving elaborately in Wada village areas to help people to become self-dependent. And they are performing dramas, and they come to Pandharpur camp to serve those villagers. They are brought to get operated, their relatives, with eye operations. Complete rehabilitation. Any accident takes place, they are brought over here for medical treatment. Now another Gurukuli boy who was in orphanage is now head pujari in Pune temple. Pune came up with a 100 crore worth temple called as New Vedic Cultural Center. Radha Vrindavan Chandra temple. I was this Sunday over there. It was inaugurated last year. Really, sometimes now we should go to visit the temple. Such a beautiful temple actually. Beautiful temple. And there's such a big... Pranab Mukherjee came to inaugurate a temple. And Pranab Mukherjee, because Pranab Mukherjee came to inaugurate the temple, 10,000 people visit the temple on Sundays. And 5,000 visit on Saturday. And 3,000 every single day. Weekday or non-weekday. And it's somewhere in the far place called Kataraj, Kundwa bypass. There the temple is there. Still there is thousands of people, and then they feed khichdi to everybody, whoever comes. 10,000, 5,000, 2,000. Before temple entry only there's a big stall is there, and then they eat khichdi as much they want and they go inside. So in that big temple, there are Gaur Nithai, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Jagannath Balde Subhadra. So 3 plus 4, 7 deities are there. And the full big department of deities are there. He's the head pujari there. One of the graduates from the Gurukul. And there are many more stories like that. Samanjunath was like that. He was raised by so many devotees together. Many, many devotees gave him sanskar. From where he was brought up to which place. And now he is MBA. And how many of you know Dileshwar Thakur working in pharmacy? He was working in pharmacy as a... before that he was working in Dr. Bard's house as a cook. House cook. He had come from Bihar, I think. So from there he came to Bhaktivedanta as an attendant in pharmacy. Then he became assistant in pharmacy. Then he left the job and he went to South Africa. West Africa actually. And now West Africa he has opened his two pharmacies on his own. by the experience and whatever education he learnt over here, he opened two pharmacies there. And in that pharmacy, whatever they are opening up and settling down, this Manjunath Shenoy is giving his managerial consultancy. So he is now in West Africa. And in the meantime, in 2005, Bhaktivedanta Hospital opened Rosalind S. Titon School of Nursing. That all of you know, right? And in the first batch, there was a girl called Tintu Mohanan, and a very quiet girl. And somehow she liked the spirituality very much. So she took up spirituality very, very sincerely. To the extent she took it up full-fledged. Now she is chanting 16 rounds, and she graduated from mentor group to counselor group now. And one of the devotees' house, because she is Keralaite, so after she passed out, hostel was finished. So one of the devotees who is now counselor, his mother-in-law is a widow here, close by, September 1. So she sheltered her. In last 3-4 years, she is staying there nicely, going to temple, chanting. And yesterday was their marriage. And I was very proud to be a priest over there. I did the marriage as a priest yesterday. And so many devotees had come. One of his mentor in the school now lives in Malaysia. So he had come down from Malaysia specifically to attend the marriage. And 2-3 more devotees who were that time in the temple when he was in Gurukul, they also came from Malaysia. Then Kalpana had come. Kalpana Dhuri also. She was there. And many devotees were there yesterday. So very small, in Marathi we say, Chote Khani Lagna. They had hired one bungalow, and in the porch of the bungalow, they had put a shade, and there was a marriage there in Guru Vayur. All the devotees went to take darshan of Guru Vayur, Mangalarti and the procession, elephant rides. Many children were taken to the elephant house. You know, Guru Vayur temple has got maximum number of elephants in whole India, owned by them. 200 elephants are there. And 200 elephants are kept a little away, about 200 maybe meters away. So all the children were taken there, and all of the elephant turn by turn come in the night and morning. There is a duty is there, na? Upper class duty is the first shift, second shift, third shift. Like that, all the elephants are turn by turn, they come out and they have a procession of the Lord. And all of them, when they come out in procession, they are worn gold, solid gold ornament. How big the face of elephant is. So his full head is covered by gold, solid gold with diamonds and with other stones, and decoration and molding is there. Each and every elephant. And the middle elephant has got Lord on that, on a golden small temple on the elephant's back. And there are so many elephants are walking around it very systematically. One in front, two are inside, and some behind. And on the elephant's back, people are standing straight, not sitting, straight standing. And some of them are playing drums, some of them are playing chamar, seva, some of them are moving more pankha, some of them are doing arti, and the Lord is moving on the elephant inside the temple. Temple inside is so big that very beautifully, cleanly maintained, and there is a passage on which the Lord walks. And a lot of music and tutari and sanai on the ground, and people are dancing in front of the Lord on the ground level, on the elephant they are standing, and it's a beautiful, picturesque, marvelous sight. देखते रह जाओगे, आपको वहाँ से हिलने का दिल नहीं करेगा. रात को भी होता है और दिन में भी होता है. तो सब भक्तों ने बड़ा आनंद लिया. मंजुनाथ की शादी के बहाने सब लोग दर्शन कर रहे हैं आराम से. यहाँ के हमारे जो रोहिणी कुमार बाबू है ना, रोहिणी कुमार बाबू इज द ट्रांसलेटर ऑफ द स्क्रिप्चर्स ना. सो ही यू नो इट्स अ वेरी यूनिक स्टोरी हाउ मंजुनाथ वॉज एक्चुअली ब्रॉट अप, बिकॉज यू आर नो बडी ना इन लाइफ. सो वेन ही जॉइंड देयर वॉज वन राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु. After that he left, and then Madhusudan Prabhu, Kalpana's sister's husband, he was the caretaker of the Gurukul there as a headmaster. When he came here, Rohini Kumar Prabhu became his mentor, take care of him all, whatever needs are there. And our Rajendra Subedi put him in his house. He stayed in Rajendra Subedi's house for so many years. Now also he stays there only. Whenever he comes to Bombay, he stays there only. But Rajendra Subedi, his history also is very unique. You may not know his history. I was in Vrindavan in 1992 for 1 year. I was running the full ashram as Matadish. I was staying for full time there with my wife and family. So there Rajendra Suvedi was a worker, helper to maintain the housekeeping and everything. And he had a small 4-year-old boy because he lost his mother when he was just born. So Nepal chodke, they had come to Vrindavan looking for a job. And then in that same ashram where I went after many years, he was already serving there. So when I left that ashram to come to Bombay back, Rajendra and his son Mahendra, they both came back with me in Bombay. And that time we had just started our polyclinic. And then we were not ready to have an employment there. So Rajendra Suvedi worked as a security in Shantinagar Security Services. You know that people whistle in the night and they keep walking with a stick. In that he took a job. The next year he took a job in our polyclinic. And then his son was also with him only. The son also stayed in the Gurukul. Many young boys now are all are highly graduate, postgraduate students are there, very highly educated. Now they are well placed, but some of them were helped in the childhood. So then Rajendra bought a house here on with loan. And then in that house he was alone. Mahendra was studying. So this Manjunath Chennai stayed there. Did his MBA and everything.
He did medical astrology also,
huh? Haan, he is also a medical astrologer, by the way. He was told by our many devotees to study medical astrology. What kind of diseases will you will get and what kind of things can be done. He is a medical astrologer. But he has been told that he should not be taking any charge. So he just does this service free of charge. And whatever somebody by force, see, if I go to consult him, as a rule, I have to give him donation. I should not take this service free of charge from anybody. And if he receives any money like that, because I understand I must be giving, then that money he will take and immediately give it to temple or some poor person or some social service he will do. Like that. Both parties are very poor. Vanjanath also is a very simple background. Tintu Mohanan also, I saw as a family, very simple people. So the most simplest of possible marriage I saw yesterday. But still great love and affection and lot of wonderful feelings are there. Okay, अच्छा फीलिंग आने के लिए बहुत पैसा खर्चने की जरूरत होती नहीं है. 60 पीपल वर देयर इन द मैरिज, कैन इमेजिन दिस. 60 पीपल ओनली. नाइस बंगलो वाज देयर ऑन द टेरेस ऑफ बंगलो. दे हैड पुट अ शेड एंड दे आर सर्विंग लंच. नाइस टेबल एंड चेयर एंड बनाना लीफ एंड केरला आइटम्स, 15 आइटम्स फॉर देयर. एंड बिकॉज मंजुनाथ इज फॉर माई कास्ट, सम आइटम्स फॉर माई कास्ट एंड सम आइटम्स फॉर केरला आइटम्स. इट वाज अ वेरी वेरी यूनिक. बहुत आनंद आएगा प्रभु जी, बहुत आनंद आएगा. सर हम लोग यहाँ से कोची गए फ्लाइट से, वहाँ से 2 घंटे का रोड जर्नी. सो वन डे प्रिपरेशन प्रीवियस इवनिंग एंड अवर कोलते फैमिली वॉज देयर. मिस्टर कोलते वॉज देयर टू हेल्प मी टू मेक द यज्ञ कुंडा एंड ऑल. मिसेस कोलते वॉज देयर, सन वॉज देयर ऑल्सो. अच्छा लगा बहुत कर गुरुवायरप्पन. सो वेरी होली प्लेस. सो टुडे इज अक्षय तृतीया. Yesterday was the Dvitiya. So I'm sure एक क्लास में तो ये सब खत्म नहीं होगा. इतना बड़ा लिस्ट है, रिसर्च करके निकाला है. यू विल बी अमेज्ड टू नो कि आज के दिन में क्या क्या हुआ है. अमेज्ड, यू नो, आई ऑल्सो वॉज अमेज्ड. ऑफकोर्स लॉट्स ऑफ नोट्स आई हैड, बट सम मोर नोट्स आई गॉट टूडे. सो द स्टोरी पार्ट ऑफ नोट्स आई विल टेल लेटर ऑन. बट यू नो कुबेरा, हमने फिर नो कुबेर. हु इज कुबेर, टेल मी. यू नो बट हु इज, यू डोंट नो. यस बोलो बोलो. कोई कोई सुनाई पड़ रहा है यहाँ से, कुछ आवाज आप बताओ. नो, ही इज द ट्रेजरर ऑफ द लॉर्ड. खजांची बोलते ना उसको, फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर. खजांची है, फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर है वो. भगवान का नहीं, एक्चुअली डेमी गॉड्स का. डेमी गॉड के अंदर कैसा रहता है, लक्ष्मी जी इज अ गॉड ऑफ वेल्थ, गॉडेस ऑफ वेल्थ, फॉर्चून बोल सकते हो, गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्चून, भाग्य लक्ष्मी. सरस्वती इज गॉडेस ऑफ एजुकेशन, है ना. तो वैसे Kuber is the treasurer of the Lord. So on this day of Akshaya Tritiya, Kuber was awarded the position of Khajanchi of demigods. Today he was awarded the position. He was worshipping Lord Shiva at Shivapuram, and after the tapasya, he received the position of Khajanchi today. Khajanchi means treasurer. Khajanchi Hindi mein bolte hain. Treasurer English mein bolte hain. Haan? To aaj ke din mein Kuber ko custodian of wealth and property of all that Lakshmi has. Lakshmi is the goddess of fortune. Na? Whatever property she has, he is the custodian, matlab protector. Today was the day when goddess Annapurna Devi was born. Who is the incarnation of Parvati Devi. Also, today is the day when Badrinath and Kedarnath temples open for their darshans. Aaj ke din Badrinath Yatra chalu ho jati hai. Pichle saal ke mahabhayankar pralayankari ghatnaon ke baad mein, is saal mein, aaj ke din mein wo wapas khul jata hai. Pata nahi aaj wahan par kaun gaye honge, kiski utni himmat ho gaya jaane ke wapas.
Nahi, abhi pura dikha raha tha ki naya naya roads bana
diye. Haan, lekin kaisa hai na, 5 साल तक थोड़ा सा डेंजर है ऐसा बताया गया है. बार बार वही होने का चांसेस है. इट्स कॉल्ड एज भूस्खलन, लैंड स्लाइड. तो लैंड ओनली, एवरीथिंग इज आर्टिफिशियली मेड ना ऑन दैट, तो एवरीथिंग जस्ट स्लाइड्स ऑफ. सो टुडे इट इज बिगिनिंग. ऑल्सो यू हैव सीन लॉर्ड बांके बिहारी इन वृंदावन. हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव सीन लॉर्ड बांके बिहारी? आप देखा है बांके बिहारी को? बांके बिहारी मुझको देना सहारा, कहीं टूट जाए ना दामन तुम्हारा. बांके बिहारी द फेमस लॉर्ड ऑफ वृंदावन. टुडे इज द ओनली डे व्हेन बांके बिहारी गिव्स हिज चरण दर्शन टू द लॉर्ड. वृंदावन में आज इतनी भयंकर गर्दी होती ना, वो छोटी छोटी गलियों में गर्मी में अच्छी प्रचंड गर्दी होती है. फिर पूरा दिन बांके बिहारी जी अपने चरण दर्शन कराते हैं सबको. आज बाकी दिन में चरण दर्शन नहीं होता है. सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू गॉन टू सिंहाचलम?
हाँ,
विशाखापट्टनम, वैशाख. सिंहाचलम जो है ना, वो नरसिंह भगवान का किंगडम है पूरा. नरसिंह भगवान का पूरा अबाउट 9 or 10 फॉर्म्स ऑफ नरसिंह भगवान इज देयर. ऑल वैरायटी ऑफ नरसिंह भगवान, पाना नरसिंह, धनुष नरसिंह एंड उग्र नरसिंह. और उसका एक बार मैंने पूरा लेक्चर दिया था ऊपर इधर मंगलवार के दिन विद फिल्म स्लाइड शो एंड ऑल. उसमें एक ना सबसे फेरोशियस है भगवान का रूप, दैट इज कॉल्ड एज वराह नरसिंह. Varaha is also a very ferocious form of Lord. But Narsingha is different form and Varaha is different form. But in this form, Varaha and Narsingha are together. So they are supposed to be most ferocious. So constantly you have to cover him with Chandan. The day you don't cover him Chandan, then there are fire everywhere and disasters take place. So they keep on adding kilos of Chandan every single day on him. Suppose this is Lord Narsingha, for example, Varaha Narsingha deity. Huh? It's always like this only. Like it looks like Shivlinga, fully covered with Chandan. And it goes on piling on, and it becomes very big. By the end of 365 days in a year, it becomes quite huge, because every day few kilos are added. So you can imagine, it becomes like broad and it becomes tall. So only on this day, on Akshaya Tritiya day, all Chandan is removed and Lord's darshan is available. Only on this day. Again, in Singhachalam today, Varaha Narsingha Dev ke paas, there is tremendous gardi. Lot of people come there. But again, today you have to put few kilos of Chandan. And all the Chandan is now going to be distributed as Mahaprasadam. But for some time, the Lord is given Abhishekam and Aarti and Puja and everything. And again, at the end of the day, again Chandan. Because we are very hot with anger because of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Was very angry. So that is today the story of Lord Varaha Narsingha Dev. Lord Brahma began his creation today. On today's day, auspicious day, what happened with Lord Brahma is Lord Brahma took birth from the navel of Lord Vishnu, right? And he was quite in darkness. He didn't know why he is born, what is the purpose of his birth, what is his seva, what is his role in the service of the Lord. So then Lord, what he did afterwards, he was quite bewildered. So the lotus is on the top and there is a stalk, no, which comes from the navel. In the stalk, all the planets are there. 6 hellish planets in the down, in between earthly system, planetary system, and 7 heavenly planetary system. 7 swargalok, 1 bhumandal, or 6 patalok. We play naraklok. Usme atala, atala, vitala, sutala, and rasatala, atala, and rasatala. The 6 hellish planets, and one bhumandala, and then there is heavenly planets. Bhu, Bhuvar, Sva, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Brahmaloka, and Siddhaloka, like that. So he went all everywhere and searched, but he couldn't get any guidance. And again he came back and is bewildered. He sat down in meditation. In his meditation, the Lord spoke 4 verses in his heart. It's called as Chatushloki Bhagavatam. That is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. 4 verses he spoke. In the 4 verses, Lord gave him complete enlightenment. In few seconds, there was not even speech also. The knowledge was transferred in his heart. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye. The knowledge was transferred. Like we send SMS, now we don't speak. We just send SMS and you get the knowledge. Like that, Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Vishnu, gave all knowledge to Brahma. And immediately Brahma was enlightened. And then he came to know what is his seva and what he should do. So then he prepared for his service, and today's day he began the creation. What is the meaning of that creation? The planetary system was already created, but he started creating species of life called Prajapadan. He gave birth to Narad Muni, then he gave birth to Vyasa Muni, then he gave to 4 Kumaras, then he gave birth to Prajapatis, and then he created woman, he created man and sadhus, and that's how many, many species were created. Kashyapa Muni is the prime Prajapati. And first wife of Kashyapa Muni is Aditi. And through Aditi, all demigods were born. Second was Diti. From Diti, all Daityas were born. Then third wife is Danu. From Danu, all the Danumas were born. And the next wife is Vinita. From Vinita, bird Garuda, Vainateya, and all the other birds were born. The next wife was Kadru. From Kadru, all the snakes were born. Like that, there are 84 lakhs of species were created by the Lord through Brahma's agency. And that all began today. Hare Krishna. ये सब अलग अलग पुराणों में लिखा हुआ है, ये सब इकट्ठा करना पड़ता है, सब जगह से जा जा के शॉपिंग करना पड़ता है. एक बड़ा मॉल है कॉल्ड वेदर्स. इन वेदर्स, इन द बिग मॉल, देर आर मेनी शॉप्स इन द फॉर्म ऑफ पुराणस एंड उपनिषद्स एंड इतिहास एंड आरण्यकास. सो यू टू गो एंड शॉप ऑन दिस डे, फाइंड आउट इन्फॉर्मेशन व्हेरेवर इज अवेलेबल. Then this is a result of many years of research, huh? Not today only. Okay. Today is the day of birth of Lord Parshuram, the 6th incarnation of the Lord, who came with a chopper in the hand. Anybody knows why he came? Why he took incarnation? Any idea? Because all the administrative people in the world called Kshatriyas, they had become corrupt. Instead of following Dharma, they were, in the name of Dharma, they were misusing their positions and power. How today they are misusing? You elect them and then they use all your money and all your everything, all the power that you have, you have given them. They misuse against you only and they only loot you. So at one point of time, the Kshatriyas had become corrupt. So, Sahava Avatar Parshuram Prakatla, just to take care of this Adharma. And he, what he did was, he was Shaktyavesh avatar of the Lord. specially empowered for a particular mission. So he had a chopper with him. Of course, many other weapons were there. He was the guru of Bhishmadev. He was guru of many big people. So he went around the world. He would go on world tour. What does a world tour mean? World tour of destroying all the kings. He would just go alone and chop off all the kings. Only those who were saved, who were sitting for fire sacrifice, some yajna, or those who were getting married. And kings, you know, they can have umpteen number of wives, there's no problem about that. So all those who wanted to save their life, either they would start immediately a fire sacrifice, or immediately they would start getting married, like yesterday. Or he was not killing those people, very unique, huh? He was not killing those people who were surrounded by women, Nari Kavacha. So if you, suppose we, I want to save myself, I'm a king. So I'll call all of the ladies just surrounding me, and I'll sit in between. So he will not kill you. So like that many kings were saved. So this Parshuram, 21 times went around the world and destroyed everybody. Before that, when he was born, his father's name was Jamadagni. What was his mother's name? Renuka. Renuka and Jamadagni. Jamadagni was one of the Saptarishis. Of course, he became Saptarishi after that life. At the end of that life, he became Saptarishi. Today, he is Saptarishi. One of the seven rishis who remain in the sky as stars. So, Jamadagni and Renuka. So, one Kartavirya Arjun came. And he came in Jamadagni's cottage and found one Kamadhenu. And Kartavirya Arjun came with so much of army. And instantly, in few minutes, this sadhu who had nothing in the forest fed them sumptuous feast. So Kartavirya Arjuna was wondering, Hari, from where all these ingredients and resources? So then he learned that there is a cow. And that cow, simply by desiring Kamadhenu, simply by desiring, she provides whatever you want. So as soon as you came with thousands of armies, he went to cow and he asked, "Ki, I want food." So immediately food was available and he served all of you. So he thought, ki, why this sadhu should have this cow? I must have this cow. I am the king. So he stole the cow away. And Parshuram was out that time as a small boy, very powerful. So he went and fought and gave the cow back to his father. Father said, why should you go and, you are a Brahmin's boy, you should not become so fighting nature, and it's not your fighting nature, you should be a priestly person. Brahminical person. Again Kartavirya Arjun came and chopped off Jamadagni's head and took the cow away. So first time father preached him. So Parshuram said, fine father, I understand. So I forgive him and everything. He was okay. Next time he was in the jungle cutting the wood and he came to know that Kartavirya Arjun again came. And this time he chopped off the head of his father also. And took the cow away. So then Parshuram got wild, you know. He said, now enough is enough. So he took his Parshu and went around the world. First he killed Kartavirya Arjun and got the cow back. And somehow, it's a very long mysterious story. Jamadagni was brought back to life again. And then Parshuram was very angry that time. Then he said, ki, now I have to take care of all these miscreant Kshatriyas, you know. So he went and killed everybody 21 times. That Parshuram, after, this is connection with Kerala, huh? Listen carefully. After he killed all these administrative people for 21 times, also he was acting as a human being, God in form of human being. So he thought, I should do some exemplary behavior. So he wanted to do atonement for killing, because what he, it is said that whatever number of millions of Kshatriyas that he killed, na, their blood was collected in 7 ponds in the north side, filled with their blood. So much massacre he did. So to do exemplary behavior, he wanted to atone. So the best atonement is to by serving sadhus. So he called 10 rishis from all over India and he stood somewhere in Kokan side. Exactly, I am not aware of the place. Some people say it's Gokarna. Gokarna is just near Goa, after Goa. He stood there and he chanted mantras and he threw his parshu, the chopper, in the sky. And the chopper went all the way in the sky up till Kanyakumari, near the ocean. And that reclaimed 100 kilometers wide and 1000 kilometers long piece of land. Itni jameen sampadit ki gayi. 100 kilometer chowda aur 1000 kilometer lamba. Itna jameen samudra ki taraf se unhone liya. Samudra piche gaya. Aur itna bhoomi unhone 10 rishiyon ko daan de diya. Unko bataya ki aap log yahan par raho. Ye bhoomi aapki hai. इस भूमि में कभी भी अकाल नहीं पड़ेगा, हमेशा अनंत वर्षा रहेगी, 6 महीने तक वर्षा होती रहेगी, होती है ना? हाँ, ये इसमें कौन सा आता है? कोकण चिपलूण के आगे, हाँ वो भी आता है इसके अंदर। गोवा उसके पहले के बाद में है ना, बाद में पहला कोकण, देन बाद में गोवा, उसके बाद में हमारा गाँव मैंगलोर एंड ऑल कारवार एंड धारवाड़ एंड हुबली एंड ऑल दोज मैंगलोर उडुपी देन कासरगोड एंड देन केरला स्टार्ट्स ऑल दोज स्टेशंस। एक बार मैंने ट्रैवलिंग किया इसमें ट्रेन से, गोप कुमार की शादी के लिए मैं गया था, गोप कुमार का एंगेजमेंट था शोरनूर में। कैन यू बिलीव देयर आर 27 रिवर्स ईच कमिंग आफ्टर एवरी 10 मिनट्स, 10-15 मिनट में एक रिवर। और कैसा ऐसा चिंटू रिवर नहीं, ऐसा वो एकदम सा लाइक अ स्मॉल यू नो लिटिल बिट वाटर लाइक ओशन ऐसा, एंड ट्रिलियंस ऑफ ट्रीज अराउंड द ओशन ऑन द ह्यूज लॉन्ग ब्रिजेस अगर सम टाइम लैंड एंड ऑल फिल्ड विद ग्रीनरी, बनाना लीव्स, बनाना ट्रीज एंड प्लांटेशन एंड मैंगो एंड जैक फ्रूट, जस्ट नेम इट, ग्रीन पैडीज एवरीवेयर, अगेन अ रिवर विल कम, लॉन्ग 2 किलोमीटर ब्रिज ऑन वन रिवर। 27 आई काउंटेड ओनली टिल हिज विलेज। There are further more, and yesterday I was flying in the aeroplane, na? On aeroplane also I saw, it's like from aeroplane it's like 36,000 feet, na? So it's like rivers only, lines say rivers coming when meeting the ocean. It's a very picturesque sight. Ocean is there, on the ocean we were flying, and every little distance from sky, it's like every few centimeters, one river entering in the ocean. And green means like millions and trillions of trees. On mountains and land everywhere. This is Parshurama's blessing. He said, you all will live here. There will be abundance of fruits and grains and jadi buttis and whatever you need for life will be available here. Never there will be any drought or any scarcity. That's why it is called as what? Country of God. And also called as Parshuram Kshetra. Parshuram Kshetra. Parshuram is a lord for everything from beginning to end. And he told them that 10 of you should worship me here very happily. I will provide everything to you. Worship me, Supreme Lord, not him. And whenever any difficulty comes, suppose this problem comes, then I'll give one mantra to you. You have to come together and chant the mantra. And immediately I'll appear and I'll solve the difficulty. Sab kuch karke chale gaye wo. He went on Mahendra Parvat. Mahendra Parvat is a place where he still meditates. Today also he is meditating over there. And this Parshuram was empowered by the Lord when he was sent by the Lord as incarnation. And he was told that when your work of destroying the Kshatriyas will be over, na, that time you will meet me. And you will not recognize me. But when you meet a person, after meeting whom, you will feel all the energy is gone back. That means you are fully charged and you feel discharged. This language you understand, na, clearly. What do you feel when your mobile is discharged? You are completely defunct, you know. So he said that whenever you whenever you meet a person in life by seeing whom, all your power will be withdrawn. You will get drained, everything. That personality will be me. So when did he meet Lord Vishnu? Any idea? All of you know, but now I'll remind you. Lord Ramchandra is Lord Vishnu. He had come after Parashuram. And then he went to Mithila. And in Mithila Nagari, Janakpuri, he got married with Sita Devi. Very greatly, nicely. Also three brothers also went and they also got married with one other daughter of Janak was married to Lakshman. And then one other brother, his name I forgot. His brother had two daughters. So these two daughters and his two daughters They were married to these four boys, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna. And they were very nicely, pompously coming back to Ayodhya. Because even Dasharatha had come from Ayodhya and everything. Vishwamitra had taken them there. But when the news came that he broke the bow, you know, Shiv Dhanushya, and he won Sita's hand as Swayamvar. So then immediately Dasharatha and everybody came with army and everything. So they were all going back with Vasishtha Muni, and suddenly one roar came. And before that roar came, Lord Ramchandra saw some inauspicious omens. So he said, "Gurudev, I see some inauspicious omen here." So Gurudev said, "Yeah, I also see some auspicious signs here. Along with inauspicious signs, I see some auspicious signs here. I see some deer also are loitering over here. And some owls are howling here. Inauspicious. And deers are going auspicious. So what I tell you is that whatever disaster is coming is going to be short-lived. कुछ समय के लिए यहाँ पर एक दुर्घटना होने वाली है, उतने में गर्जना होती है जोरदार और परशु लेकर वहाँ पर परशुराम प्रकट होते हैं। इज वेरी एंग्री विथ रेड आईज एंड परशुराम सेइंग, हु इज दैट बॉय हु ब्रोक थ्रू धनुष, व्हाट ऑडेसिटी, हाँ इतनी हिम्मत और इतना घमंड किसको है जिसने इतने उद्दंडता से शिव धनुष तोड़ दिया है। लॉर्ड राम विथ फोल्डेड हैंड सेड, My Lord, I am that boy. So he said, you think you are so great and so strong and so proud. That was Shiva Dhanushya. I have got Vishnu Dhanushya, which Vishnu used in the battle between demigods and demons. Devasur Sangram mein Vishnu Bhagwan ne is Dhanushya ka istemal kiya tha. Wo Dhanushya mere paas hai. Aur jo aapne toda tha, wo Vishnu ne jo hunkar diya tha na, hunkar. तब ये शिव धनुष शिथिल हो गया था। दैट धनुष हैड लॉस्ट ऑल द पावर, दैट धनुष यू ब्रोक, आई हैव गॉट अ फुल्ली एक्टिव वाइब्रेंट विष्णु धनुष, इफ यू ब्रेक दैट धनुष, व्हाट ब्रेक, इफ यू लिफ्ट दैट धनुष एंड पुट द थ्रेड ऑन दैट प्रत्यंचा, देन आई विल एक्सेप्ट यू एज अ पावरफुल वॉरियर। लॉर्ड रामचंद्र वेरी हम्बल, फोल्डेड हैंड्स ही गॉट डाउन and in one hand he lifted that chariot, lifted that dhanushya, and within no time he strung the bow, you know, and he pulled it and he made a twang. I mean, the twang was there, all the world was shaking, everybody became unconscious for a while, and then he pulled it further and broke it. At that time Parashuram got completely discharged and immediately became humble. He realized that this boy is not an ordinary boy. He is my Lord, Supreme Lord Sri Vishnu, coming in the form of Lord Ramchandra. And he bowed down and he said, now I understand that my work is over. This is a signal for me. I was told when I left. So he bowed down to the Lord, did his pradakshina and begged pardon and said, now I will go and do meditation. So he went on Mahindra Parvat. So that Lord Parshuram was born today on Akshaya Tritiya day from the womb of Renuka, of the father Yamadagni. Okay? And also Bhishmadev, you know Bhishmadev? Iska story aisa hai ki Bhishmadev took a vow of Brahmacharya, I will not marry. And somehow for Chitrangada, Chitravirya and Vichitravirya, the sons of Pandu, the sons of the Kuru Vamsha, he went and fetched some girls, you know, he snatched them from Kashi Raj. Teen ladkiyon ko wo haran karke leke aaya. It's called Kshatriya marriage. Kshatriya means they just go and whoever they like, they fight with the king, pick up their girls and get married. That is also bona fide and authentic. So he went to Kashi and defeated all the princes, prince who had come there, defeated everybody who had come for this swayamvar of these three girls, you know, beautiful girls. Defeated everybody, picked them up on chariot and bring back to Hastinapur. So all these three girls thought that we are going to get married with him actually, because he lifted us, na? He is the one who touched us and pulled us and won us. So then he, after reaching the Hastinapur, they came to know that we are not supposed to get married with this man. He has brought us on behalf of these two men, and there are two and we are three. So in that, two got married with Chitravirya and Vichitravirya, Chitrangada and Vichitravirya, but one already had been in love with one king called Shalva, Amba, first one. Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. So Ambika, Ambalika got married. They were okay. They find it's okay, fine. But Amba revealed after going there to Satyavati that I'm already in love with somebody else. And in the Vedic tradition, once I give my heart to anybody, I can't get married with anybody else. And as you have touched me and picked me up, Bhishmadev should get married with me. So Bhishmadev said, I can't get married with you because I am Brahmachari. I am not taken a vow of Brahmacharya. So she felt very insulted, you know. Why, you know? Because as soon as Satyavati came to know, okay, this girl has given his heart to somebody else, she told Bhishmadev, leave her back to that man whom she is in love with. So Bhishmadev put her on chariot and took her back again to that king from not his home, but the other king whom she was in love with. So that king said that because you are touched by some other man than me, now I can't have you. Because you have been lifted by one man, Bhishmadev, so I reject you, I can't get married with you. So she felt like a football, you know, like you tossed here and tossed there. She felt very greatly insulted. She came back to Bhishmadev again and told Satyavati that Bhishmadev has to get married with me because he has ruined my life. Shalva is saying, I'm not able to marry with you. So I don't have anybody now. Bhishmadev, no, I cannot do. So Amba went and performed tapasya. She went to Sadhu's in the jungle because she had to get justice. She said, this is injustice to me. Sadhu said, Uddhattu tapasya and pray to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva will give you power. Sadhu came to Bhishmadev and they said, you have to get married with this girl. Bhishmadev said, I am Ajanma Brahmachari. I cannot get married with this girl. So Sadhus went to Parshuram because Bhishmadev was disciple of Parshuram. They said, ki, we'll approach higher authority. Amara ne sunta hai, tumhare upar jayega. So they went to Parshuram and told him, ki, your disciple is doing this kind of things. So Parshuram said, I challenge you, Bhishma, come and fight with me. Either die or get married with this girl. He said, I choose to fight with you instead of getting married with this girl. And they fought. And the guru and disciple fought for so many days after days after days. And Parshuram could not defeat his disciple. And Bhishma, of course, he also could not defeat. But nobody got defeated. They kept on fighting. And the Supreme Lord came and stopped the war. And said, Parshuram said, I am very pleased with you, with your martial arts and with your virtue. And I was testing you. So now you are forgiven by me. But the girl was watching that fight. She wanted Bhishma to get defeated and then by the order of Guru to get married with her. And she saw that there was truth, there was nobody won. And Bhishmadev was forgiven by Parshuram also. She got further angry and she went to the forest and performed tapasya to be able to kill Bhishma. So Shiva appeared to him, her. And he said, okay, Tathastu, you'll take birth again and you'll become cause of death of Bhishma. And who was she? Who was she next life?
Shikhandi.
Shikhandi. She took birth as the third child of Drupada. First two were born out of fire sacrifice. Yadne Seni, that is Draupadi. Yadna ke upar se wo paida ho gayi thi. Uske baad Drushtadumna bhi paida ho gaya usme se. And third child was Shikhandi. He was in between. He was a transgender. Neither a man nor a woman. The man's body but in womanish consciousness. So he was put in front of Bhishmadev by the most intelligent Lord Krishna. He said he cannot be stopped. Bhishmadev cannot be stopped. So when Bhishmadev, then what happened is that all the Pandavas went to Bhishmadev. Krishna said, inko marna asambhav hai. इनको मारना है तो इनको जाके पूछो कि कैसे आपको मार सकते हैं. तो भीष्मदेव सेड कि मैं बहुत खुश हूँ कि आप मुझे पूछने आए हो. मैं भी जिंदगी से तंग आ गया हूँ. हाँ, ये कौरव पांडव का देख के मुझे बहुत दुख हो रहा है, लेकिन मुझे पिताजी ने इच्छा मरण का वरदान दिया था. आई एम वेरी हैप्पी दैट यू आर आस्किंग मी हाउ टू किल मी. ऐसा कोई बोलेगा लाइफ में? वेदेही, टेल मी हाउ टू किल यू. थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच, यू आस्क मी. आई वॉज वेटिंग फॉर समबडी टू आस्क मी दिस क्वेश्चन. Nobody can say like that. Bhishma was very happy. He said, if you bring in front of me a eunuch and if he challenges me in war, then I'll put my weapons down. Then anybody can kill me. As long as weapon is in my hand, no warrior in the, on earth can kill me. But if I put my weapons down in war, then anybody can kill me. So they put Shikhandi in front and Arjuna's chariot from behind. And Shikhandi challenged him. As soon as Shikhandi challenged him, Bhishma Dev put his weapons down. And from behind, Arjuna shot all the arrows. And Bhishma's body was made of Vajra actually. No arrow could pierce his body. So when the arrow started piercing his body, he understood, Shikhandi, they are not your arrows, I know. From behind you, Arjuna is shooting the arrows, and only Arjuna's arrows can pierce my body. No arrows, nobody's arrows can have so much strength. Hare Krishna. Bhishma Dev ke upar baan chalaye ja rahe hain. Aur aapko neend aa rahi hai. So Shikhandi ko bolte, Shikhandi, ye aapke baan nahi hai. Ye Arjun ke baan hai. And they went through and through. Not only pierced, they went through and through. Whatever weapon he lifted, again, everything was finished. And then by final arrow, Arjuna dashed him down the ground. So once he was standing, then he fell down. And there was a bed of arrows. Anyways, this story came from Parashuram. Bhishma Dev was a disciple of Parashuram. And today is the birth of Lord Parashuram. In short, I will tell you now. Next story I will tell next time to you. Pen hai ka? Because I will not remember which I told, which I not told. Today is the day Mother Earth appeared on Earth. Mother Ganga appeared on Earth. Ganga Devi ka aaj avirbhav hua, Prithvi par. Ganga Devi Gaulok Dham se nikli, Jamuna ji ke saath. Aur jahan par Vaman Dev ne apne dusra kadam uthakar Swarg Dev ko naap liya tha na, Swarg logon ko pura. एक कदम से तो पृथ्वी को नाप लिया था, दूसरे कदम से पूरे स्वर्गों को नाप लिया था, तभी वो ब्रह्मांड के आवरण तक उनका पैर चला गया था। तो उनके अंगूठे से वहां पर एक छेद हो गया था, वो छेद में गंगा और जमुना जी वहां से नीचे उतरी हैं। और फिर पहले वो लोग स्वर्ग में गए, स्वर्ग में से घूमते 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 फिर पृथ्वी पर आए। तो स्वर्ग की गंगा को क्या बोलते हैं? Yes, what is the name of Ganga flowing in the heavenly planets? Akash Ganga. Hare Krishna. And then she became Ganga here. And Ganga went down to Narak Lokas also. What was she called there? Patal Ganga. Thank you very much. And Jamuna came with her, but Jamuna went to Swarga, came to earth, and from earth only she went back to Golok Vrindavan. So today is the day, a long story, I'll tell you other time. Today is the day when Mother Ganga appeared on earth. How she appeared on earth? Because Bhagirath did tapasya, no? So he brought him. Today is the day also Sudama went to Krishna in Dwarka and gave him poha to eat. Today is the day. Today is the day where Lord Krishna blessed him and turned his hut into a big palace and gold and all everything and thousands of dasis and opulence filled house was today. Today is the day when Chandan Yatra begins in all over the world whenever there are Krishna temples. Especially in Gopalji Mandir, that is Srinathji Mandir, Jagannath Puri, Kirchor Gopinath in Remuna, all those places. The Chandan Yatra ka story na chori, Bhagwan ko Chandan chadane ka jo pura lamba story hai Madhavendra Puri ka, it happened today. On today's day, Madhavendra Puri, the incarnation of Kalpavriksha of Golok Vrindavan, was instructed by the Lord that whatever Chandan you have gathered, you please offer to me in Remuna. So instead of offering that to Gopal in Vrindavan, Gopal told him in dream that me and Gopinath is not different. So whatever Chandan you have gathered, you please offer it to Gopinath ji. So on today's day, Madhavendra Puri offered that Chandan to Gopal ji, Gopinath ji in Remuna. And that's how Chandan Yatra began all over the world. On today's day, all over the world, wherever there is Krishna deity, on Krishna's deity, devotees take out Chandan. Kya bolte us prakriya ko kya bolte hain? English mein. Chandan ghiste hai na usko. And Chandan ikatta karte hain aur Bhagwan ko lep lagate hain. उगाड़ नहीं सहाण ती वस्तू आहे ना, प्रक्रिया काय म्हणतात,
हां
काय म्हणतात माहीत नाही मला. एनिवे टुडे इज अ डे वेन एव्हरी डे फ्रॉम टुडे 21 डेज द लॉर्ड इज अप्लाइड विथ फुल चंदन ऑन फुल बॉडी. सो यू कॅन गो टू राधा गिरधारी मंदिर अर्ली मॉर्निंग 8 o'clock दे ओपन द दर्शन अँड वॉट दर्शन इट इज आय कॅनॉट एक्सप्लेन टू यू. सो ब्युटिफुल फुल बॉडी इन इट रिक्वायर्स किलोज अँड किलोज ऑफ चंदन बाय द वे. सो होल डे टेम्पल मे लेडीज अँड मेन एव्हरीबडी इज जस्ट डूइंग दॅट प्रोसेस. बैठे रहते और करते रहते हैं, इकट्ठा करते रहते हैं. एंड देन एवरी डे लॉर्ड विल बी पुट अप चंदन. एंड ऑन टुडेज डे अक्षय तृतीया डे द फुल ड्रेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज मेड विथ फ्लावर्स, ऑर्किड्स, ब्लू एंड पिंक एंड शेवंती एंड रोजेस एंड बटन स्मॉल बर्ड्स, व्हाट इज दैट, टगर बर्ड्स एंड मोगरा बर्ड्स, मुकुट्स, हैंगर्स, फ्लायर्स, ऑल दोज दुपट्टा, एवरीथिंग इज मेड ऑफ फ्लावर्स. I wish and pray that if you go at 4:30, the still it will remain. Because वो सब बुझने वाला है ना, after some time it will go, क्या कहते हैं उसको, it will become morose ना पूरा, सब मुरझाएंगे, सब मुरझा जाएंगे सब flowers. So I went in the morning at 11 o'clock and I took pictures in details, close-ups and everything, very beautiful. जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा भी और राधा गिरधारी भी और गौरनिता भी, सबके ड्रेस फूल के बने हुए हैं. नहीं 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 नहीं, देखो भगवान की मूर्ति को पहले चंदन से लेप देते हैं पूरा. ना 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 ना, चंदन का ट्री, चंदन का ट्री, चंदन इज ऑफ टू टाइप्स, वन इज रक्ति चंदन, वन इज नॉर्मल चंदन. रक्ति चंदन इज मेडिसिनल, इज रेड इन कलर. हमारे गांव के भगवान के मंदिर में चंदन इज ऑफर्ड, दैट रेड चंदन इज ऑफर्ड एंड दैट इज गिवन टू एवरीबडी इज प्रसादम. So that white, yellow chandan, na, that is mixed with saffron and camphor and saffron and something else to cool down the Lord. And we mix with chandan, with that saffron, so that brownish pink color comes, very beautiful. And we put that, na, immediately you feel cold actually. So it is said that we are all burning with heat, na, all suffering with heat. If you make chandan and give it to the Lord and offer to the Lord, your heat problem will get reduced. That's why if you have heat trouble, go to temple and assist them. Whatever 10 grams, 15 grams you can do, half an hour, sit there, chant the holy name, do it, service and come back. Then by doing also, a lot of coldness comes to you because hands is so cold actually. That is a feeling that devotees have. Every day they go and they offer chandan to the Lord. Radha Gopinath temple also, Juhu temple, everywhere in the world, today 21 days there will be chandan yatra, continuous. So very beautiful offering of love to the Lord. You are burning with heat, but you are trying to make the Lord happy with cool chandan, chandan yatra. You know Jagannath Baldev DTs are in the hospital. Mein. The original Jagannath Baldev Subhadra was installed by King Indradumna. And many installed Jagannath Baldev Subhadra DTs in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath himself spoke to the king and he told him that on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, for 21 days you please offer me chandan. Even Jagannath also is fully offered. Today we opened a website called aplikho mayapur.tv. Are itna anand hai life mein, aap log dena chahiye anand. Sab tarah ki websites you are surfing and watching. There is a website called mayapur.tv and the live darshan from Mayapur is there every day. And today we hours you are watching in the morning, the Lord is now 8 feet big Lord, is filled with chandan and decorated with umpteen number of flowers. And Lord Narasimhadev is filled with chandan and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are also filled with chandan. Kitna kilo chandan lagta hoga unko. Mayapur mein deities are so big, awfully big, they are awesome. सारा चंदन से भरा हुआ है आज. राधा रानी को सर पे लगाया, गोपियों को सर पे लगाया और माधव को, कृष्ण भगवान को पूरा 8 feet का डीडी को पूरा चंदन से ढक दिया और रोज करेंगे ऐसे. वेबसाइट में जाओ और देखो अराउंड 7:30-8 इन द मॉर्निंग और इवन इवनिंग, एनी टाइम फुल डे चंदन विल बी देयर. नाइट टाइम दे विल रिमूव एंड नेक्स्ट डे अगेन दे विल पुट. वो चंदन हमको आता है महाप्रसाद के रूप में. हम लोग पेशेंट को लगाते हैं व्हेन दे आर डाइंग. यहाँ से भी लेके आते हैं गोपीनाथ जी का भी. और गोपीनाथ जी मंदिर में, इनके मंदिर में गोपाल जी का भी मंदिर है साइड में. उधर गौनिताएँ हैं, बीच में ये चार भगवान हैं, बीच में इधर लाइट में गोपाल जी हैं। तो गोपाल जी को पूरा चंदन लगाते हैं, और कभी ब्लू रंग का, कभी पर्पल रंग का, कभी रेड रंग का, कभी येलो रंग का, कभी अलग अलग कलरफुल रंग का, एडिबल कलर्स हैं, नॉट बैड कलर्स। एंड देन एवरी डे दे आर जस्ट रिमूव्ड एंड दैट इज अवेलेबल टू अस एज प्रसाद एंड वी कलेक्ट इट इन द एंड ऑफ द 21 डेज। हरे कृष्ण। सो थैंक यू वेरी मच, आई विल एंड ओवर हियर।